Well, we are back after a weekend that featured no college football games, with the exception, of course, of Army-Navy. But don't be fooled. It was one of the wildest college football Saturdays of the year, and that with, of course, the Heisman Trophy being won by Cam Newton, and then, of course, all the coaching changes. When we left you last, it was Friday, and the Gator Nation, of course, was still waiting on confirmation of who would be the next coach to replace two-time national champion Urban Meyer. And you know, the reports were out. You and I talked. It was Bobby Petrino, Bob Stoops. Who were the other candidates? Dan Mullen. He was the default candidate.
Chris Peterson was a dark horse candidate.
And Cal Whittingham.
Cal Whittingham had been mentioned, but he was never given serious consideration. But my prediction that it would be someone outside of the Urban Meyer coaching tree was true.
It was.
It was from the Saban coaching tree.
Yeah, exactly. They went across the, I guess, enemy line, so to speak, to get a guy from Nick Saban. Yeah, they just shocked everybody when Jeremy Foley brought home Will Muschamp, the defensive coordinator and coach in waiting, whatever that is, at Texas, to be the new head coach. You got to wonder, and this does a couple things. First of all, it gives Florida a new coach, and we'll analyze the hire in a moment. We're going to bring on Kelly Kitchens, who's been with us a few times to discuss Florida issues. But you also got to wonder, is this coaching waiting thing not the most ridiculous thing you've heard of? And is it not effectively dead at this point?
The only place it's worked was Joker Phillips.
Right.
Other than that,
Jimbo
Fisher.
Jimbo
Fisher, the only reason he's the coach now is because they essentially fired Bobby Bowden.
Right.
Mac Brown's making $5 million a year. He's not going to give that up.
Cam Newton did take home the hardware Saturday evening, the big hardware, the one that everybody covets, the stiff arm trophy. And where will he keep it forever? We'll get into that. We'll talk a little bit about the future of Cam Newton and Auburn, something I'm sure Auburn fans are going to be most thrilled about. Another thing Auburn fans will probably want to listen to is, well, it was Saturday evening. We heard rumblings that Auburn offensive coordinator and probably the brains of that team this year, Gus Malzahn, was being rumored for the Vanderbilt job. Then Sunday afternoon it broke that Vanderbilt, according to the Washington Post, because the second candidate was James Franklin, the offensive coordinator at Maryland, and he had said that he was no longer a candidate, or at least told the Washington Post that he was no longer a candidate because they had hired Malzahn. Well, apparently that report was incorrect, because Sunday night the whole thing caved in, and I've heard conflicting reports, and I think I know what happened. We'll discuss it in a little bit. It's just a bizarre situation.
You never know. You know, nothing is set in stone in college coaching until you actually have the coach at the press conference.
Rich Rodriguez will be the coach at Alabama.
He was basically the coach of Alabama until he goes back to meet with the team, and then he just can't get rid of being with those guys, and then boom.
All right, well, let's quickly, before we get into the Malzahn and Cam Newton, let's go back to Florida hiring. And joining us now is Kelly Kitchens, of course, producer of The Opening Drive on WJOX, a huge Florida enthusiast, went to school down there, so knows quite a bit about the program, resident, I guess you could say, Florida insider for this show. Kelly, just walked out of Home Depot. Did you find your lumber okay?
Actually, we're rebuilding the swamp with yellow wood.
You know, I hear you get great deals with Yellowwood.
You need $180,000.
And to think we only got him for free.
That's right. of course, Will Muschamp was hired Saturday night. Your overall thoughts on the hire?
I thought that, right, this coaching search, I've got to say, guys, every time I think I know something, I know absolutely nothing about it. It took for a smoke screen that they put up with, we're going to go talk to Stoops. Petrino obviously lobbied in getting the contract extension. And all along, Jeremy Foley had one guy in mind, and that was Will Muschamp. He went and got him stolen right under Texas. I think they've been put up more of a fight for him otherwise. But, I mean, same thing with the coordinators, guys. Yeah. I mean, it trickles down. We all have our suspicions. That's the only thing we know is Smart's been offered the job. The rest is kind of up in the air.
And he's talking, of course, about Alabama defensive coordinator Kirby Smart. What's your a lot of Alabama fans listen to the show. What's your feeling about whether or not he will go?
Initially, it was reported by ESPN, you know, obviously, and Gator Sports that he was coming. So I think a bunch of Florida fans got excited after Muschamp had told several people it would be his defense. Obviously, Muschamp grew up in Florida, wanted to go to Florida. told him not to walk on there. He ended up playing at Georgia with Kirby Smart. So the two are lifelong friends coming out of the Saban tree, I think we both know, as y'all guys know. And I don't know. I think the longer you saw Kirby Smart before, use it to get an extension, but a pay raise.
Right.
But I think now the longer you see it go on without him saying anything, I think it kind of favors Florida. Now, well, the way that this has gone, they'll come back and slam me right in the face.
Right. Well, it's been reported by some that Will Muschamp has decided to be his own defensive coordinator and won't choose Smart. If that ends up being the case, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I think you're fine either way with it. I think he would like to have it. We've heard conflicting reports. Some people say that it's been officially offered. Some people say it hasn't. I think he's fine either way. I think the main hire that Florida fans are looking at is going to be the offensive coordinator.
Urban Meyer, of course, stepped down. Your thoughts on this kind of – I mean, it happened last year, so it wasn't totally out of the blue, but it was rather bizarre the way it went down the second time around. What did you think about that?
I thought it was kind of odd in the timing, and I talked to a teacher down in Florida, and they kind of shed some light on this. In Alabama, it's 10 years until you get in the retirement system by being a coach or a professor or whatever, a teacher, yada, yada, yada. In Florida, it's only 7. So by coming back, he gave a lot of those people on his staff, he got them into that system. Now, granted, a lot of them will move on to other things, but maybe some of them won't. But another interesting thought was, you know, we thought he came back, and I've heard some interesting stories that he didn't like who Foley initially met with coming out of it last year. And some people say it's Muschamp. I have a pretty good source that says it wasn't Muschamp, but he didn't like – he thought it was going to be a UF guy. He's welcomed Muschamp with open arms. He's kind of taking him around, and apparently Muschamp's hit the ground running. I think it was nice of Urban in the sense of he didn't take what, and including myself, thought that he would do and take the Florida team and kind of run it into the ground until they fired him so he could get the rest of that contract. He took it out. He got we don't exactly know. We know he got some money. And he kind of went off. He had a hand in the coaching hire, is what they say, but I don't know how much we know how Foley likes to run things down there.
Kelly, with the staff, do you think that we will see Muschamp go after a lot of the Saban staff and a lot of the Fisher staff to try to get coaches he's coached with before that he's very comfortable with?
I think of the Saban staff, I think the only two that you might get out of there, I don't think – I'm not – I don't know for sure. I think the two guys that you got to look at as Alabama defensive line coach and Kirby Smart would be the two guys that I would think. The rest, I think that he's just going to kind of come out with. And Joe Shannon has talked about this afternoon that he thinks that he's got some sources, and we know how his sources go sometimes.
Yeah.
The Florida's going to go to a pro-style offense this afternoon, and this turns over every 5 minutes. The hot names are Al Borges with his Hawaiian shirt. I think a lot of people – we'll be laughing at that. Norm Chow being another, and Mike Leach. Mike Leach, we kind of joked off air before, was, you know, could you imagine as serious as Muschamp and Smart are trying to share an office with the Dread Pirate Roberts?
Ark.
Ark.
Yeah, chatting with Kelly Kitchens at WJOX. He produces The Opening Drive, and occasionally you can hear him hosting shows on the weekend as well. Kelly, you're in the Birmingham media market. You hear from fans constantly every single day. And this Auburn thing, yeah, I've yet to get your thoughts on it since it's been going on. What is your overall impression of this situation, where it's going? Is it over? Is it not over? What do you think is going to happen?
I've got to think that, and it kind of makes me wary. I think that there is something there. I definitely don't think it's over. How much they can prove is more my question. And it sounds more and more likely that they're not going to be able to prove it with Malazan coming back, with this just continued. Now, granted, they could let the game roll on and then snatch it back out from under them once the NCAA has their big game and the SEC has their payday. Granted, that could happen. But I like to deal in reality, and anyone that knows college football and knows the kind of dollars and business it is has to – I don't want to say no, because I can't say that I know for certain, but knows this kind of thing goes on quite frequently.
Sure.
In college football.
Well, he never disappoints. Kelly Kitchens, have you done the must chomp yet? Is my question.
No, but I can tell you something that you probably won't hear, but you'll kind of wonder why they're calling him this. They're calling the new nickname for Coach Muschamp down part is Coach Boom. And the reason for that is when he was an assistant coach, and I think y'all remember this, he was on the sideline at Arkansas. And if you remember, the cameras caught him on the sideline going nuts when they had stopped Arkansas. And when his players ran off the field, one of the phrases he said was, boom, bleep, bleep, yada, yada. I'll leave it at that.
Sure.
But so as much as his intensity and as much as the emotional baggage he might have coming along with him, seems like Florida's already embracing that if they're using that as his nickname.
Do you think Coach Boom has a national championship in his first several years?
I want to see who's offensive coordinators are. I think he's certainly got the talent. Urban Meyer didn't leave that cover bare. Now, granted, it seemed like they couldn't coach it on offense, but I'd like to see what he does on offense. I think the defense certainly will be up to par, because if you go back and look, other than the Oklahoma and Oklahoma State game, that Texas defense was actually pretty stout. If you go back and look at the numbers, a lot of their problems was the offensive turnovers that put those games away for the Longhorns with a bad record. So we'll see how it goes. But the offensive coordinator, once again, is going to be key, because Florida's not used to not being able to put the ball in the end zone, and you should get a trophy if you can't figure out how to do that with all this talent down there.
But that's irrespective of your Florida hat and handkerchief right now, right?
All
right, man. Appreciate it, Kelly.
All right, guys. Thanks, man.
Kelly Kitchens produces the opening drive on WJOX, giving his thoughts on the Florida hire. Personally, I think it's a head scratcher. He is a sought after assistant coach. There's no doubt about that. But Florida is a place. You have Florida, Texas, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State. You have certain schools that you just don't have to hire an assistant coach. You can go after a proven coach or an up and coming head coach. There's no reason to hire an assistant coach. I don't care how good he is or how hot his name has been over the last couple of years. I find it a head scratcher and wonder, frankly, why.
I think they went with a assistant because Foley's got a good track record. I mean, Meyer was at Bowling Green, then to Utah, and then he comes into Florida. Zook, though, which is what a lot of people are comparing him to, Zook was a defensive coordinator, had a great defense background, great recruiter, but he didn't have the head coaching experience. He got groomed, and Zook went out. And then Meyer came in. So a lot of people are wondering, is this a new Ron Zook? Are we going to see the Gators basically take on a second coming of Zook? And does this mean we're going to be set back? We'll have great recruits, but we just won't win the games that we're supposed to. And we'll lose to teams we're not supposed to lose.
Well, Zook, you give him a couple give him a little bit more time. I think he probably could have won with the talent that he brought in, because certainly Urban Meyer was able to win in his first 2 years. Won a national championship in year number two. All right, well, your impression, you saw, I'm sure, at least some of the Cam Newton Heisman deal Saturday. Your impression of just the overall circus?
I think there are instances where he really wanted to get into what went down, and he really wanted to talk about it, and then he would stop and realize he'd been coached to not talk about it or been told to not say anything about it. I think he really wants to exonerate his dad. He really loves his dad. He really wants to make sure his dad doesn't get in trouble, which means to me that this situation is probably going to be over when he has a chance to talk about it. Now, will he ever get that chance? I doubt it. Right. I don't think Auburn will let him talk about it. I don't think he will talk about it when he's in the pros. I think the situation is going to die. I don't think anything will come about it. I think this whole thing, as much as Alabama fans and other SEC fans would like to see Auburn get nailed for something, there's just no proof. There's no smoking gun. And until a smoking gun is found, nothing's going to happen.
Well, I tend to agree. Here's the angle that I take. And after watching Saturday's Heisman ceremony, look, Cam Newton is hands down the best on-the-field player in college football. Maybe the best on-the-field player I've ever seen. Watched Tebow for more years than I did Cam, so I don't know how Cam would do over a span of several years, but he is definitely one of the best players I've ever seen. So we'll put that aside and recognize that for what it is. The off-the-field stuff, though, I continue to hear fans and some media say, well, you know, we don't want to damage the kid. I mean, it's not the kid's fault. Well, okay, I understand that, but why are we being so defensive of the kid? And could the kid not be at fault? Why is the need to bring up the cheating situation at Florida and continue to open that? That has nothing to do with the on-the-field play. Well, it does and it doesn't. If you believe Cam Newton, if you believe what he is saying is the truth, you have to look at his track record, and his track record shows that he had a stolen laptop and he threw it out the window. And could there have been some academic misconduct? I think there's a lot of smoke around that. I'm not going to get into what definites because, again, we've heard many, many times that academic records and grades are choice information. But I think that you have to look at Cam Newton's track record to see whether or not you believe him. It's not just his father, and it's not just the media.
You bring in the character issue, mm-hmm. and yes, he does not have a good track record there with the laptop incident, all the moving violations, which is why he has to ride the scooter. He can't drive. There are lots of things there that will make you think he's not a trustworthy person, so he would not be an honest person in all this. His body language during the Fowler interview, he looked very uncomfortable, like he didn't want to be there, like he didn't want to answer the questions, and that when he did, he was lying because he wouldn't make eye contact. I don't know if we'll ever truly get it cleaned up and get the revelations that would make everyone happy.
Right.
That's part of the fun of dealing with the murkiness and cesspool that is college athletics.
It's definitely interesting to cover. There's no doubt about that. Well, going from one Auburn player to an Auburn coach who was thought at one point very heavily by many people around this country to have taken the Vanderbilt job, Gus Malzahn, came out yesterday that he did not take the job.
And he turned down $3 million to make $1.3 million.
Explain
and,
that.
And what I heard, which definitely made me...
As an assistant, you turned down $3 million. Now, again, we think it's $3 million as a head coach to make, as you said, $1.3 as an assistant.
Now, what really made me curious about the situation is Tommy Dees tweeted, "Hey, remember Noel Milzoni, how big a hot catch he was going to be? Well, he's coaching high school football now." So you need to capitalize on your hotness
mm-hmm.
while it's there. Greg Schiano, he was going to be the next head coach of Penn State. Now he's barely surviving at Rutgers. This may be his last year in 2011 if he doesn't right the ship. Turner Gill, did not have a very successful season at Kansas his first year. All these big hot names.
Ed Saul stayed back. We'll see how he gets.
Yeah. All these hot names, you're only hot for so long.
That's a good point.
Malzahn, now I understand Vanderbilt's not a launching point. But if you can turn Vandy into a consistent 7-5, 8-4 team, that's saying something because you're dealing with a very difficult situation. If you do that, then you'll definitely have more success at a bigger program. Urban Meyer has a great offense when it's run by Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have a Tim Tebow running that offense, it doesn't
strange.
Look that good. He's not going to get Cam Newton back next year.
Well, most likely.
It's pretty much set in stone. Yeah. I mean, I'd be very shocked if Cam didn't go to the pros.
Well,
especially
I mean,
with his draft stock, he's being projected a top five pick.
Well, but I mean, does he want to take that big of a pay cut? Is my question.
It'd actually be a pay raise.
Well, you don't know.
Cam Newton's getting millions of dollars to play at Auburn, that will come out in the wash.
I think that will come out.
But
it will definitely show up on the bank report somewhere. But no, I think you're right. But do you think that there could be down the line another job opening, maybe after the championship game, that Malzahn may have foreknowledge about and want to just hold off?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. And Sports by Brooks alluded to the West Virginia job. Now we'll see if that happens. But I tend to think that it's just too much of a missed opportunity to turn down if what was reported was true, $3 million to stay as an assistant for $1.3 doesn't make any sense. So I tend to think there's more to the story. Did you watch the special?
Pony XS was amazing.
I thought it was very, very good, very well done, and very revealing. I mean, that is college football, and I don't mean it goes on like that to that extent.
Doesn't the Southwest Conference then remind you a lot of the SEC right now?
No doubt. I was thinking the exact same thing. It does.
The thing that gets me is Craig James' agent was the one that ran the slush fund.
Yeah, Mr. Sherwood Blunt definitely was not. It wasn't blasted. It wasn't blasted with trumpets and a parade that he was his agent, was it?
It was not. But Sherwood Blunt. That's just a great name.
It really is.
That, you should either be an agent, a pimp, or a rapper with a name like that.
If you haven't had a chance to see it, be sure and I'm sure ESPN's good about replaying their products.
And they're getting ready to sell the entire series on DVD coming in February or March on Amazon. So if you missed it, it's going to be airing a lot. Check ESPN 2, ESPN Classic. It is an amazing story.
It is very good. You can get that. You definitely want to for your Christmas list. Nick Saban, Game Changer, the Pony Access, and then Gene Chizik. Never mind. We'll pause there and rejoin you on Thursday.